I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Iraqis are waiting and worrying. They're waiting for a new government to emerge from this month's parliamentary elections, and they're worrying about increased violence while the two leading parties try to form coalitions. Now, there are signs that Iraqis' fears are justified. Bombs have killed at least 10 people in the country in the past 2 days. Meanwhile, Ben Gilbert explains that the political wrangling has just begun.
No single party mustered the 163 parliamentary seats necessary to form a government in Iraq's elections, and that came as no surprise. But few predicted that Iyad Alawi would do so well. The former prime minister's Iraqiya list garnered 91 seats. That's two more than sitting Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's State of Law bloc won. Maliki plans to challenge the results, and he says he expects Iraq's Electoral Commission to take his complaint seriously.
The future of the political democratic process and the future of the country depend on this.
Prime Minister Maliki has hinted that, as commander of the armed forces, he has a responsibility to maintain order in case the election was stolen. Meanwhile, Maliki and Alawi are wooing lawmakers from other blocs to try to bolster their numbers. Alawi is even courting his main rival.
Our Iraqiya list is open to all parties, beginning with the State of Law bloc of the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and with all the other political blocs.
Alawi has a reputation for being open to all sides. He's a non-practicing Shiite Muslim, but in this election, his supporters were mostly Sunni Muslims. Sunnis mostly boycotted the elections in 2005 and then went on to make up the bulk of the insurgency. Now, both current Prime Minister Maliki and former Prime Minister Alawi will have to appeal to all of Iraq's ethnic and religious groups in order to gain majority in the parliament and form a government.
We are in a critical period.
Saad Hussein is a Beirut-based analyst with the Iraq Institute for Strategic Studies.
As you know, in Iraq, there is potential civil war in Iraq every time. This happened in 2006, and maybe it will return back in such a way even now after the election.
Still, Hussein considers the large turnout for Alawi a vote for secularism, and he says that's a sign of progress from the previous election.
Before 2005, liberal and others, they didn't got anything. Mm-hmm. All those sectarian and ethnic groups, they were very powerful in 2005. Now they are weaker than before. People, they won't change. They want something else. And they see it in the secular candidates.
It will be weeks, if not months, before the negotiations result in concrete alliances. All of this comes as the United States hopes to draw down its troops from the current level of 95,000 to 50,000 by this fall. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.